You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dive into a world of electrifying anime excitement with Hulu Animeham, your anime destination. Unleash the mayhem with Hulu's huge curated collection of anime shows, from legendary classics like Naruto Shippuden, Dragon Ball Z Kai, and Bleach Thousand Year Blood War, to the latest sizzling releases like Sandland, Mission Yosakura Family, and tons more.
Why are you fixated on me?
Because you're my friend.
That's right. Get fixated and get your anime fix with Hulu Animeham, your anime destination.
On that Mount Rushmore that should be gone is Bradshaw and Roethlisberger. Just because Pittsburgh is based on defense, you got to put Polamalu in there no matter what. And as much as it hurts me to say this, Franco Harris. That should be the Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, John, I think Franco also has the argument because he has one of the most well-known plays in league history. The Immaculate Reception, you could argue it is the most famous play in league history. And also, what we were just talking about with the jersey retirements, there's only three Steelers that have their jerseys officially retired by the team. And only one of those guys appeared on this Mount Rushmore. That was Mean Joe Green. Ernie Stautner, the other player, and Franco Harris. So I think that's an argument that could be made there. Like, well, Franco has his jersey retired. He's one of only three players to have that honor. Why is he not on the Mount Rushmore? So I think that's where you can make the argument there with him. 412-928-9370. If you want to join in on the fun, we have Joel's pick coming up next. We'll also talk about something going on in the football world, football content world, let's say, that I'm kind of worried it might be getting a little bit overdone. That's coming up as we finish up the show tonight. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy. Check out 24 Silverado LT crew cabs up to $7,500 in rebates, full terms and condition and qualifications at sunchevy.com. Mostly clear overnight, low of 59. It's Donnie Football with you on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, Donnie Football with you until 10:35. So a little bit longer with me. Nightly sports call coming your way after this. Joel Nelson with me behind the glass every time we work together. I like to give Joel some control. I like to give Joel a segment to pick the topic for, and we always like to do that at this point in the 10 o'clock hour. So, Joel, the floor is yours, my man. What do you got?
Well, Donnie, obviously there's going to be the EA Sports College Football video game. It's back. Everyone's been missing it. We're going to be getting it back, and I think it's coming out this summer, right? It's like July or something.
Yes.
I can't remember.
Yeah, I think we're less than a month away.
They released top 10 toughest places to play in this video game, and they're number one is really questionable. That was Texas A&M.
Yes.
Kyle Field. I could not believe that. Because nobody thinks about Kyle Field as a really tough place to play.
I think that's an awful pick. Maybe if you want to stow it at the back end of the top 10, you can.
Sure.
The 12th man thing is overrated on their end. you never really think of that place either unless it is like a massive game. And I don't know, they've had a handful of those in the last decade. In the Johnny Football era, they had plenty. They had a big upset of Alabama a year or two ago.
That's right.
But no, I mean, anytime I think of toughest places to play in college football, Kyle Field comes nowhere close to the first stadium I think of.
It just, it doesn't cross anyone's mind. I mean, you can ask 100 people, and I'm sure probably 90 of them would say that Kyle Field is probably not top five, if I had to take a guess. I also thought, and I mean, this is no Penn State bias, but like Penn State at six, you would think that they would be somewhere in the top five, right? Because Penn State and Beaver Stadium, and especially the wideout games at night, they always get so much like national love and national attention whenever they have one. I thought Penn State for sure would be somewhere within the top five.
So I think Penn State probably a little bit low, like should be in that top five. They are absolutely one of the best atmospheres for a big game in college football. Now, does it maybe get a little bit overrated by the Penn State fans when, you know, it's just any given game, like they're playing, I don't know, Northwestern on a Saturday at noon. You know, it's not quite the atmosphere that it is portrayed to us as by some of the Penn State fans. And I know you're a Penn State guy, but I think for a big game, it's absolutely one of the better atmospheres in college football. I probably would have had that in the top five. And I don't know if I would have done it as simply as moving everything up and pushing Kyle Field like down to the bottom. But yeah, I mean, I thought Penn State probably four or five for me. If I recall correctly, I don't have it pulled up in front of me. They had Alabama at two.
Yes.
LSU at three.
Yes.
See, I would actually think that LSU maybe has the argument over Alabama. I don't know if I view Alabama as like a scary place to play for the atmosphere. I think Alabama is a tough place to play because you're playing against Alabama.
Right. You're playing like the best team. You're probably not expected to beat them unless this is one of the more disappointing Bama teams and you've got some sort of elite team like that 2019 LSU team or something, or one of the Georgia teams. But there's no expectation like that. Yeah. Atmosphere wise, like you're saying, doesn't compare to Death Valley at LSU.
Yeah. Like I would take LSU over Alabama because I don't think it's the fans that make the difference with Bama. I think it comes down to who you walk in against. I mean, not anymore, but you walk in against Nick Saban's Crimson Tide, then you're in a different ball game at that point. So I would say LSU is higher. Ohio State at number four. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
I think that's pretty fair.
I think so, too.
I've been to the Horseshoe once for a game. It wasn't a big game. It wasn't a primetime game. They played Hawaii back in 2016.
So they probably won that game by 50 some points.
Yeah. Now it was the year after they won the national title. So a lot of those guys were still on the team, which was cool. Like Zeke Elliott was their running back.
Oh, that's cool.
Joey Bosa was on that team.
Who was the quarterback? Was that JT Barrett?
Yes. Yeah. It was like the JT Barrett, Cardale Jones era at that point. So, I mean, got to see a really talented team on the field. The atmosphere was definitely awesome. I think for a big game, it's really a couple of steps up. So I would say that's pretty fair to have the Horseshoe at number four, maybe even move it up a slot because I think it's definitely better than Kyle Field, and you could argue it's better than Alabama too.
I don't know that Kyle Field is a top 10 place
overall. I don't know if it is either.
I would take that out. I would put it Michigan. I'm surprised to not see them on this list.
I was surprised at no Michigan. I know that Notre Dame is not on the list either.
It's also a good one.
And Now, I haven't been to a game at either one of those spots, and I've heard people say that, you know, Notre Dame fans, like, the stadium itself, it's not, like, super intense, like, in-game. There's a ton of people, don't get me wrong, but it's not, like, the rabid college football atmosphere that you might be picturing. But again, I have not witnessed a game there myself. Now, here's one that I think could have maybe made it at the back end of the top 10. And for a big game, it has shown in the past that it is really an electric crowd. I thought Virginia Tech maybe.
That is a great
Enter Sandman.
Enter Sandman. Oh, yeah.
I mean, I think one of the better YouTube videos, which I'm sure in the next month or so we'll start to see, you know, those picking up with college football quickly approaching. Like either the one where they were playing Ohio State at night, or I think another one I want to say they were playing UNC, and the entire stadium is just shaking. Now, I did attend a game there, and it was possibly the worst sporting event I've ever attended in my life. It was Pitt, Virginia Tech in 2019. Pitt did not achieve a first down in the first half. They were down 21-0 at halftime. Paris Ford got thrown out of the game, as he tended to do, because he got called for targeting. It was brutal. The weather was awful. It was just pouring down rain. Enter Sandman was cool. That was about it. It sucked otherwise, because Pitt got its ass kicked.
It was all downhill from there?
Yes, it was. It certainly was all downhill from there. I thought that one, though, could have maybe been...
I think so, too. Maybe
back
like
end.
Maybe 10, or like if we've got some sort of like the five honorable mentions, that probably is back there within that.
Okay, so what else rounds it out? Because, again, I don't have it pulled up in front of me here. So yeah. We know that Kyle Field, number one, but it shouldn't be. Bryant Denny was two. Tiger Stadium was three. Horseshoe was four.
Georgia was fifth.
Okay.
Followed
between
by
Penn the hedges.
State. Yep. That's a good spot there. Penn State at six, Wisconsin was seven, Oklahoma was eight, Florida State nine, and Florida Gators were 10th.
Okay, so I like the two at 9 and 10. I think the Swamp can definitely be in the top 10. Plus, it's also cool whenever a place has pretty good traditions. You know, I know Penn State fans go crazy over Zombie Nation.
Absolutely.
But, like, I love you get Jump Around at Wisconsin. That's a really good one. Florida does Won't Back Down by Tom Petty. I think Florida State, when that team is elite, when that team's really good, they're playing a big game, that's probably a pretty intimidating place to play. But, yeah, would have probably had Michigan on there.
I think Tennessee deserves a little bit of love as well. The Volunteers, I think that's a pretty good place as well. They've had some pretty big games.
Yeah, I mean, I wonder about, like, you have Oklahoma on that list. Makes you wonder about Texas. Like, what is that game day atmosphere all about? How rabid of a place is that? I also wondered, you know, maybe they could have snuck on one of the smaller schools, like maybe somebody in the Fun Belt in there, like just in their own right, like it is a scary place to play.
Just to have one of those in there on the list.
Yeah. So, I don't want to say it's a horrible list, but I really disagree with what they have at number one. I don't think Kyle Field is close. I don't even know if it's in the top 10. We've determined that.
If you ask 100 college football fans, what are the 10 toughest stadiums to play? I would think that at least 75, 80 of those 100 people would not have Kyle Field mm-hmm. as a top five tough place to play.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't. They've had big games there, but it's not like I think of that place as, oh, this one's going to get really rowdy. I mean, maybe even Clemson has an argument.
That's another really good one. So if we had, let's say, the five honorable mentions, or if we were to make this into a top 15 list, what would be our five that just miss?
So
Michigan for sure.
Yeah, the ones that didn't make it on this list?
Yes.
Yeah, Michigan.
Clemson.
Clemson.
They're on there.
I mean,
I think we can make a strong argument for Tennessee.
I do like your Tennessee pick. I'll go with that. Virginia Tech.
Virginia Tech, absolutely.
And then I'm wondering if, like, I feel like maybe a Texas.
Texas. Ole Miss is another one that just came to mind.
Yeah, Ole Miss.
They could be up there.
Auburn, I would say, whenever they were better.
That's another really good one.
When they had better teams, like you think of the Kick Six. I don't know if I'd put Notre Dame there. I mean, again, I've never been to a game there.
Yeah, I'm just not sure.
Yeah, like I feel like I don't picture, okay, that place is rabid. I don't really picture that. Is there anybody like out west that we're really not thinking of? Like, would we think Oregon has a reason to be on there? Would we think, you know, I don't think Washington really has a case.
I just don't see it. We haven't even mentioned USC and UCLA. I don't know about those ones. Maybe USC.
I would say USC maybe 20 years ago.
It's got a decent chance, but yeah.
I would say
it's fastball.
Yeah, I would say USC when Reggie Bush, Matt Leinart, and the crew were there. Then I would get on the case there. Yeah, that's a good one. That might be, I'm sure hundreds and thousands of people have put together their own lists since NCAA came out with that. That game's going to be huge. It's going to be a day where more men in America probably take off work than they would for a major holiday. 412-928-9370. Coming up, there's another bit of football content that I worry is being a little bit overdone. We'll get into that to finish things up tonight. Also, something happening next week at the station. Will Joel participate? Who are we viewing as the favorites for this thing? We'll talk about that as we finish things up. It's Donnie Football with you on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Dive into a world of electrifying anime excitement with Hulu Animeham, your anime destination. Unleash the mayhem with Hulu's huge curated collection of anime shows, from legendary classics like Naruto Shippuden, Dragon Ball Z Kai, and Bleach Thousand Year Blood War, to the latest sizzling releases like Sandland, Mission Yosakura Family, and tons more.
Why are you fixated on me?
Because you're my friend.
That's right. Get fixated and get your anime fix with Hulu Animeham, your anime destination.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, Donnie Football with you for a few more minutes. Nightly sports call coming your way after this. Thanks for hanging out with us tonight. If you did some cool stuff along the way, we got to chat with Lily King, Mount Pleasant swimmer, NC State recruit. Just missing out on the 2024 Summer Olympic Games. She took part in the trials last week in Indianapolis. George Michalowski joined us back at 8 o'clock to talk some hoops with us. Bub Carrington getting drafted last night He will be a member of the Washington Wizards. Blake Hinson signing after the draft with the Los Angeles Lakers. Bronny James also got drafted by the Lakers, 55th overall. So go back and check that out on the Odyssey app. Joel, there's something else. We just got done talking about what NCAA football, like the next video game that is coming out next month, how they rated the top 10 toughest places to play in the game. There's another piece of football content that I wanted to get to with a few minutes left tonight that I'm worried is getting a little bit overdone. So we are finally getting the Steelers on Hard Knocks. But I feel like we are getting more Hard Knocks now than, well, I don't feel like it. We are. I know for a fact we are. We're getting more of the Hard Knocks franchise now than we ever have before. It used to be just the show that covered training camp. For a few years, it took a hiatus in the 2000s. Then it came back. Now, like everything else NFL related, we can't get enough of the content. We're all about it. But now we have three different versions of the show. There is now a front office version of Hard Knocks that will follow the New York Football Giants. The regular Hard Knocks that we have during training camp with the Chicago Bears. And then we have the in-season Hard Knocks. Now it'll cover all four teams of the AFC North, not just one team. Joel, is it getting to be a little bit too much with Hard Knocks? Are they really just pounding the Hard Knocks table?
By this point, there's going to, you know, a couple years from now, we might be seeing a full-on production team and everybody for every NFL division, all eight divisions and all 32 teams. There's a chance of that. Right?
Yeah,
you
I mean...
think a couple of years from now we might see that?
Yeah, I mean, so every NFL team has a huge media department and social media department as is. So maybe this is the NFL's way of getting ahead of that curve a little bit. I don't know. But we just have a ton of Hard Knocks content coming our way. And listen, I enjoy the training camp version of Hard Knocks. I will try to check out the... one that we get with the New York Giants. Certainly the one that we get that involves the Steelers will be big. The entire AFC North being covered, that will be great to follow. I haven't gotten too inclined to watch, however, the in-season Hard Knocks over the last few seasons. I mean, they've had it, what, 3 years now, I want to say? 2 or 3 years? I haven't really been hooked on watching Hard Knocks in season. So, obviously the Steelers one will draw us in. I will watch the usual training camp one, but I'm almost starting to wonder, like, do people want this much Hard Knocks? Anyway, next week, nice little event going on at the Fan on Wednesday. The first annual 93.7 The Fan producer hot dog eating contest. Joel, are you officially throwing your hat in the ring? Are you going to do this thing? I know you're not a hot dog guy, but are you going to be in this thing?
Yeah, I'm going to be there.
Okay. The guys were a little bit worried about it because they view you as a sleeper in this event.
I appreciate them thinking of me as a sleeper, and I guess we'll see.
Harry Callis, obviously the heavy favorite, emphasis on the word heavy. That was probably a little bit mean, but Harry
you
Callis.
Like that horse?
Harry Callis is the favorite in the hot dog eating contest. Pompey Annie predicted me to win. That puts a lot of pressure on me.
You don't want Bob to be wrong.
No, and then you know, we have Seth Davis, who is very, very determined to get this thing done. We have
Sean Myers.
Sean, don't call me Seth Myers.
City Limits.
You're going to be in this thing. I'm not too worried about City Limits and intern Dom. Listen, nice kids.
I think those guys are determined, though, to like bragging rights and stuff.
They are. I mean, maybe it's the little engine that could, but I don't know. Like, I just don't think there's enough space in their body to understand what they're getting themselves into. They'll probably have a couple of hot dogs, three or four, and then they'll tap out. But that's happening on Wednesday. Pony is really trying to make this a big event, so we'll see just how big it could be. Want to thank Lily King again. Want to thank George Michalowski. Want to thank those of you who called in and joined the conversation as well. Of course, a thank you to Joel Nelson for his great work behind the glass. The nightly sports call coming your way next on 93.7 The Fan. Donnie Football signing off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dive into a world of electrifying anime excitement with Hulu Animeham, your anime destination. Unleash the mayhem with Hulu's huge curated collection of anime shows, from legendary classics like Naruto Shippuden, Dragon Ball Z Kai, and Bleach Thousand Year Blood War, to the latest sizzling releases like Sandland, Mission Yosakura Family, and tons more.
Why are you fixated on me?
Because you're my friend.
That's right. Get fixated and get your anime fix with Hulu Animeham, your anime destination.
Hey everybody, Chuff Phelps here. The National Sports Collectors Convention is coming to Cleveland. And so is PSA's tradition for grading the show's finest. Submit your collectibles for on-site authentication over 5 days starting July 24th and see why PSA is number one in preserving and enhancing value for cards, tickets, packs, autographs, and memorabilia. More info at psacard.com. PSA, our label means more.